Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is Monday, August 17th. Jason, talk to us about this AI boom that we're getting, second leg of the AI boom this year. Will it continue on the rally that we're getting?
Well, we believe the AI boom, Jordan, not only keeps the market going, but keeps the economy rolling as well. We are in the golden age of AI. We've talked about this for the last 2 weeks. Over $2 trillion of spending between this year and next. So if you think about the earnings from the semiconductors or the AI-related companies, they are in fact exploding. They account for 50% of the 50% earnings growth that we've enjoyed thus far this quarter. So it's not only driving productivity, ultimately and inherently, we think it's an inflation fighter as well as we become all more productive leveraging AI.
Well, there's something else that's coming around the corner that's a big deal, and that's the midterm elections. And you're saying it might be a bit of a wild card. Tell us why.
Well, we've spent the last year focused on, and for good reason, AI, the earnings that have resulted from it, oil, inflation, what the Fed's going to do. We'd be remiss not to turn our attention to the midterms. Elections historically always produce uncertainty around taxes and spending and regulation and fiscal policy. And investors shouldn't be comfortable with today's assumptions about what will come to pass in November. Markets, if we were to game this out, I think would respond very positively under two scenarios. One, status quo, red sweep, odds of that are obviously low. Secondly, divided government. If the Democrats were to take the House, status quo would allow some of the pro-business policies and the seeds that were planted and the deregulation to actually sprout. Mm-hmm. The third scenario is where the markets could get twisted, and that's if we have a blue wave. You could potentially see an impeachment proceeding with the president. You could see a lot of the pro-business policies get reversed. Now, while the odds are not really high of a blue sweep, chances are creeping up. So, look, recent primary surprises are a reminder that polls and prediction markets aren't the gospel. You have to monitor this closely because it will increasingly become a major narrative of the market.
Right. And as we saw in the last election, there can be surprises. So we will keep an eye on that. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.